It's Tuesday. It's 2:36, and we got an open for Afternoon Jub.
I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan speed. He's the Afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves fajitas and some UNT. He's the Afternoon J-U-B.
All right. How about that?
Afternoon J-U-B on our guest line.
That's crutches.
Do you read us, Giorgio?
Yeah, I do. Sorry, I'm having internet problems. Otherwise, that sounds a lot more clear. But
it's okay.
Does that mean bathroom problems?
No. It doesn't mean bathroom problems.
So, how's your afternoon so far? What's on the slate?
Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet afternoon. Yeah. On with you guys, and then, a little yard work, and figure out what we're going to talk about tomorrow from 5:30 to 10.
Okay.
Do you take the afternoon nap? Because we were a little nervous to ask you to join us weekly, because we're like, maybe he's taking that nap, but we're like, screw it. We'll do it anyway.
No, it works out fine. I'm always up. Well, I'm usually up by 2:30. Just depends. But yeah, no, it's great.
So I want to talk about lying. I guess that's the theme of this episode of Afternoon Jub, because this morning I was listening to
The Musers.
I don't know which segment.
Yeah.
But you talked about fibbing to your doctor about your weekly alcohol intake. Now, we all just consumed heavy amounts of alcohol in Las Vegas. Mm. I'm trying to
speak for yourself.
I'm
man.
Trying to dry out a little bit, and I'm curious about just bending the truth, maybe to your doctor, to the wife, and do you have an issue with the bottle? That's what I guess. Not an intervention, but are we okay, George? Especially after last week when we all went really hard.
Yeah, I think we're okay. I mean, it's just last week was not a typical week, and I think we're okay. And I just look at it as maybe I've, like I misestimated. I wouldn't call it a lie. It's like every week's different. Like if I went to the doctor today and they said, how many drinks did you have last week? It wouldn't look real good, but
I had a barrel.
Yeah.
How many barrels did I drink last week?
In barrels, or do you just want to know the number of drinks? The typical week, I try to not drink during the week when we're, Monday through Friday when we're doing the show. That doesn't mean
during
that
day.
I won't have a glass of wine or something like that, but I try not to. And then weekends, there's some weekends I don't have anything. But, there's some weekends where, I may go out on a Friday night to watch Pat Green or Randy Rogers. Or
maybe a set at the Bartonville store.
Maybe a set at the Bartonville store, and I may lose track. So, it's variable. How can you answer that question? How many drinks you have a week? Who knows? I don't know.
In the conversation with the doctor, where I don't know if you'd call it a lie, because a lie sounds like you're doing something intentionally to, like, deceive someone. And right. I think we have a lot of those every day, even in just, like, friendly conversation. Like, if somebody brings up, have you seen the new True Detective or something? Or have you seen so-and-so movie? Like, there's some people like, yeah. And you kind of just want to move on. Mm. But I feel like there's those little, or if your wife asks you, hey, you going to be home by 11 tonight? And you're like, yeah, sure.
How much money did you lose in Vegas
last
week?
Yeah, there's little things like that where.
Don't worry about that.
It's a little white lie.
We hit a parlay. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah, you win some money, you might break even. You can say, I won $200, but I lost 400. Like, there's little things like that we do every day that I don't think we think about it that much, and I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, honey, you look great in that dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, let's just say, and I didn't, I think I was up $18.53 last week. But let's just say I lost $400. Mm. I didn't, but let's just say I did. I think you could report that as, I lost some money. It was at least $40. And that's true.
Yeah. She's not going to press you on that because you could drop $40 on a couple sandwiches, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, I just don't think you have to come right out with the amount of 408 or whatever it was. You know, you can say, yeah, you know, something like $40. And it was 400 is something like 40. And I don't want y'all to think that I lost $400 last week because I did not. I was actually for the week. But yeah, that, the whole thing about the doctor's office, that's such a estimation. How much would you say? And they don't give you like a lot of choices either. They say like, you know, once or twice a week or 3 to 4 times a week. And I would say most weeks I hit once or twice a week. But then when they say how many drinks, again, what are you supposed to put?
And we're not counting. We're not going to the fridge and cracking open a tall boy and be like, yep, number 7 on a Wednesday.
Right. And if it was after a week where maybe you had 8 on Friday and, I don't know, 11 on Saturday, you're not going to put 17 drinks a week. That would be,
okay.
That would be terrible.
And then if you say 17 to the doctor, they're always going to think you're underestimating it. So he's going to be like, all right, 17. So this dude had, I don't know, 72?
I need a quick 20. When's the last time you downed 11 of anything on a single day on a weekend? I need to know this.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. It may have been 20 years ago when I had 11 of something. Yeah.
Ticket stock's coming up.
Usually 7 or 8, and I'm, in the tank for the most part.
Sweet spot.
Yeah, that's your sweet spot.
All right, John. My next line of questioning is about tomorrow. Now that you guys are empty nesters, do you feel there's more, I don't even know if there's pressure, but do you feel like you need to do more for Valentine's Day now that your kids are grown?
No. No. I feel the same amount of heat as I felt when I was 22 as I do now. It's, no, I don't think so.
What's the go-to? Like, what's the game plan? What's sufficient enough to keep the heat off of you for X amount of weeks or months?
I always do a dozen roses every Valentine's and every anniversary.
And I feel like if you do too much, she's going to think something's up.
Is Ham about to fire off a drop? No, not that one. No, I don't think so. I think if you keep it really consistent, I think that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think roses is easy.
Okay,
Ham, jeez,
it's not her birthday.
Yeah, really. Everybody celebrates Valentine's Day.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
I just did a dozen roses, and I think there's so many times, especially as a married couple, you have to either buy gifts or spend money randomly that you just sort of build all that in to, you know, this time of year. Like, say there's some expenses or things we need to buy, or I don't know, a trip or something. That will suffice. We have our anniversary coming up next month, so I'm not going to go overboard for tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, see, I've always been up against the conundrum of her birthday's like 2 days after Valentine's Day.
Huh.
So, yeah, you can't really do that.
You can go combo.
Nah, you really can't. You really can't do the combo. You got to keep them separated.
To quote The Offspring.
But, no, I think, I'll put it this way, because your original question was, is it different now that you are empty nesters? The answer is no, but I always felt, as the boys were growing up, that it was important for them to see that every Valentine's mom had, you know, some nice flowers. I thought that was important, you know? I think sometimes Valentine's Day can be a little rough on the dude, for, you know, high expectations. But at the same time, I think, and I don't know, maybe times are changing. Maybe this is inappropriate to say that, you know, a guy should do something for his mate every Valentine's. But, I don't think it's that big a deal. And it's just one time a year, you know?
I think if you're married, there's a built-in expectation of this isn't that big of a deal.
And see, I'm not with someone right now. So I just write funny love notes to McLaren is what I do.
Oh, is that what you do?
Okay. Maybe.
That's fine. He needs all the love he can get these days.
Oh, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm glad you're not getting your ass handed to you like some P1s are out there right now, just kind of worried about their next move tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't stress over it, but at the same time, you should do something, even if it's a note. You know, just to write. What's wrong with that? Write a nice note. When's the last time you wrote a good love letter? You know.
Yeah, just write a poem, Sean.
To Nancy. When's the last time you wrote a poem, George? I know you write songs, well, but
does that count?
I mean, I guess if you play it at her,
in public,
with choreography, with real Usher-like choreography.
You just wear one glove while you're picking.
Hire a team of dancers to come in, get some roller skates. No, I have done that for Valentine's Day before. In fact, that it has to do with, you know, that I've always tried to give her flowers. So that's the name of the song is Flowers in the Vase. It's just another Bird Dog song that nobody's heard, which is fun.
Before we go, George, I got to ask you if you've heard our bet payoff we have to do at Ticket Stock.
What is it?
And you were in mind. Basically, this is all for you.
I kind of... Should we tell him or should we keep it? It's public. He's going to know about
it. Know.
Does it involve the FC Dallas mascot?
Not quite. No, but you're kind of close. So we did the Fantasy E-Break League this year.
Oh, right. Yeah. I totally lost track of the standings.
We had a tie for last with Justin and myself. So we have to wear a gorilla costume at Ticket Stock for both days. The entire time.
The whole time? You know how hot that is?
And I'm going to be whipping your ass all weekend.
So you're going to be interviewing Mike Modano in a gorilla outfit. Like a headset.
I got to find a way to put the headset over the... And I haven't found a good one yet. I'm open for suggestions. I've got a few out there, but we need to find two.
I'm worried about temperature. I think you're going to be like 108 degrees the entire weekend.
You should just go nude underneath the gorilla outfit.
Oh, my gosh.
I might.
Just to stay cool.
I think I'm going to drive up there wearing it and just go to Starbucks, get a coffee.
Just wearing your backpack.
Yeah, I'm having trouble because Nordstrom's big and tall section doesn't have a giant one-legged gorilla costume.
Well,
we might have to go custom here, boys.
We're going to have to find us. I said we should all get one just in case we need to use it.
We need a ticket seamstress for Monty.
We'll find it.
If you walked into a Starbucks... Would they think you were robbing the place if you were dressed as a gorilla?
Maybe.
Just, all of a sudden
and I point a banana at him. Give me your money with a banana.
I think in an open carry state, that's not a good idea, David.
All right, George.
I think episode two
was a success. We won't talk about lying next week.
Yeah.
Talk about happy things.
Enjoy making love tomorrow.
Hey, man, no one needs to think about that.
All right, George, think of us. It's 2:50. That's George. It's Afternoon Jub every Tuesday at 2:35, and Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.